Carlisle. As Carlisle and surrounding communities await the details of the March 22 provincial budget, the local community complex foundation is pleased to announce their first-ever farming fundraiser. Shane and Ashley Valentine have donated 100 acres of farmland for the project, which is located just a few kilometers northeast of Carlisle. Farming for the future is not only the first for our community but also a different way to raise funds and a good way of bringing everyone together for a common goal, says Jared Riddell, a committee organizer. Our committee wanted to introduce programs that included the entire region and surrounding RMs. We have a fundraising plan, and a plan that is 10% done but 100% implemented will usually produce better results than no plan at all. Fundraising for large projects can seem daunting, but, like fundraising in any town, it's all about building relationships. People often give to organizations with a common goal, especially those who support the community in ways that promote the hand-up, not a handout philosophy. In this case, a local farmer raising their hand to volunteer their time, expertise and resources will pay huge dividends. Our committee has decided on sowing AAC Awesome. It is a general-purpose, midge-tolerant soft white wheat which is used in ethanol production, notes Joey Brady, who is the project coordinator for the farming fundraiser. Dan Reeves of Precision Ag is contacting the various chemical companies for donations, and Mitchell Weber of 306 Ag Resources will be supplying the sulfur and potash applications. These two, along with Brady Lands, will be involved in the agronomic decision-making process throughout the year. Brady Lands will be doing the actual farming from seeding through to harvest. We will encourage a community effort at harvest. As everyone becomes part of the fabric of the goals for our area, it becomes a win-win. In a small town, news travels fast, added Riddell. Many people have known each other their whole lives, and their families are intertwined. Letting the right person know of a need an organization is working to fill can be just as effective as a post on Facebook. If the right person knows, soon everyone will know and will want to be part of the feeling they have contributed. Special thanks to everyone for helping us get this first annual farming fundraiser up and running. The Valentines are the first residents to donate their land for the farming fundraiser. We hope this kickstarts the foundation's fundraising efforts towards the building of a new school and community complex. Perhaps we can encourage other farmers in the area to do likewise, said Shane Valentine. We continue to look for further sponsorship support to cover the costs associated with this program. I would also like to thank Darcy Howe and the staff at GFK High School for allowing us to introduce this learning opportunity to students. Soon taking field trips and bringing agriculture to the classroom, added Riddell. The Carlisle Community Complex Foundation plans on keeping everyone informed on every phase of this project. Seeding is likely to take place in late April.